Hate crimes legislation in the U.S. is bad news for Christians. There's good news for two Christian women charged with apostasy in Iran, and human trafficking will be addressed at Urbana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a controversial hate crimes bill late last week. The voice of the martyrs, Todd Nettleton, says
they kind of went about it in a backdoor way, and it does go to the Senate. Apparently, it will pass the Senate, from what we understand, partially because it's attached to this defense spending bill, and the president has said he will sign it.
Nettleton clarifies the hate crime bill is not the same as a hate speech bill, but
is this the first step towards a hate speech bill that would then make it illegal to express Christian principles about some of these subjects?
Nettleton notes there's good reason for evangelical Christians to be alert and pray.
The concern is somewhere down the road, a pastor speaks about homosexuality, shares what the scriptures say about that, and is accused of inciting violence because he shared what the scriptures say about homosexuality. We can pray for wisdom for our legislators and our leaders as they consider this.
We turn next to Iran, where a judge is dropping anti-state activity charges against two Christian women. Instead, Miriam and Marzeya face charges of apostasy and propagation of the Christian faith. The change moves their case into a regular court. Jonathan Racho of the International Christian Concern says that's actually good news for them.
People who were charged with apostasy previously, when their case was looked at in the regular courts, there was a high chance that they could be set free.
Racho says Miriam and Marzeya's faith uplifts Iran's remnant church.
Christians inside Iran have been greatly encouraged by Miriam's and Marzeya's strength and their persistence and perseverance in the face of the persecution they face.
Racho gave this impassioned plea.
Please, please don't stop praying for Miriam and Marzeya.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Since 2006, the United States Agency for International Development has partnered with community and faith-based organizations in the fight against HIV/AIDS. World Hope International's David Erickson says
USAID participated in something called the New Partners Initiative. They wanted to bring some new partners to the table, and World Hope International was privileged to be one of the first of those new partners. And they challenged us to address the HIV/AIDS challenge in Haiti in a very comprehensive way.
Through the USAID grant, they're able to teach youth abstinence, provide HIV/AIDS testing and care for children. Erickson says while USAID regulations prevent them from sharing the gospel outright,
we clearly live out the mandate of the gospel on us by caring for orphan and vulnerable children in their distress. That's the reality of true religion.
Visit our website to get involved. And sex trafficking will be one of the many topics covered at the Urbana 09 conference. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore says human trafficking piqued his interest from an Urbana speaker 10 years ago.
One of the things that he said early in his message was that week there were going to be trafficked more children into slavery than were seated in that auditorium. And that night, I think there were something like 21,000 students in attendance. And my heart broke. I call that night my second conversion.
Moore is now one of the keynote speakers at Urbana 09 this December and will speak on human trafficking and its relation to evangelism. Missions groups fighting human trafficking will be there too.
For the student who is interested in pursuing or investigating a career in the area of human trafficking, or whether it be, you know, addressing the variety of other social justice concerns, Urbana really is the place that you want to be.
To learn more about Urbana, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that'll help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.